Hey, this is Rick at Bite Size Pickleball. Thanks so much for tuning in for episode 1,004,000. I don't even know. Anyway, look, I was talking to a friend the other day after we had just lost a game together. And we were sitting on the bench smiling and having a good time when I brought up what a challenge it is to lose in pickleball and accept that loss. And then I mentioned how much losing in pickleball has taught me and how far I've come in that regard, not only on the pickleball court, but in life. After all, I said to him, everyone loses, except me, my buddy said. And we do all lose, and most of us are seriously challenged when we lose. And I think it should be a point of emphasis for all of us, because not only does it help us be better pickleball players, and when I say better, I mean friendlier pickleball players, more honest and truthful and respectful to those we're playing with. But at least for me, as I've mentioned, it's really helped me become, maybe I'm delusional, but I think I've become a better person in my real life by learning how to lose in pickleball. Mainly, I've learned how to accept outcomes that I have zero control over. And that's flowing. That's about the flow. And not holding on to those outcomes that didn't go my way out of being a perpetual victim, someone who always believes they are wronged. I don't want to be that kind of person. I also think that by wanting to win so badly, that it hinders our game and we place too much pressure on the outcome rather than put the energy on the moment and the process and let the outcome be what it may while accepting whatever it is and learning to move forward in a positive manner. So recently I was playing with a partner. We had just coaxed them into staying, you know, one more game. You've been there. And this partner says to me on the side as we're about to play, yeah, well, we have to win. We had just won the game prior to that. Yeah, well, we have to win. And that was, can you feel my vibe, my energy on that? Well, we had to win. But again, we had just won. And I immediately called them out on it. And I said, we don't have to win. We have to play our best possible game and accept whatever the outcome is. They got it. They kind of got it. That they were putting pressure not only on themselves, but their partner. And mind you, this is rec play I'm talking about. It's not like some big competitive PPA, APP, CIA, FBI event. Big friggin' deal if you don't win on the rec court. What do you learn from your losses and what do you need to improve upon? A day later, I was playing with another partner who screamed at me, go, 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 go! Sorry, you probably jumped back right there. They screamed that to me on literally every shot I went for. Trust me, I am super quick and aggressive. I don't need the pressure of someone exhorting me on every single point. Because it wasn't cheering for me. The subtext of it was saying, go, 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 because I don't want to friggin' lose. Again, it only put undue pressure where pressure didn't need to be. There is an easy line to see between cheering your partner on and screaming at them like the sky is going to fall if by chance they don't go, 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 and things don't work out for them. To recap and to simplify, focus on how well you can play every point. Put the emphasis on trying to max your potential while also appreciating this awesome overall pickleball journey we're all on. Think about that. Think about the overall journey and how lucky we all are to have found this religion called pickleball. And you know it. It is a religion. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Forget the wins and losses. The process and the people are so much more important. And when you get caught up in the wins and losses, and you might act out a little bit, because yeah, I still go there sometimes, return to how important the process and the people are, and how lucky and blessed we are to play this sport.
Hallelujah again!
Winning is awesome. I'm not saying it isn't, but it's especially awesome when you can reach your peak performance. And I am not so sure you can get to peak performance, the zone, by trying to go, 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 go on every single point. You have to let go to a certain extent to tap the flow. Okay, as a special treat, I wanted to introduce a special guest and let him spin you a new tune which focuses on the game of pickleball.
This is the Wolfman Jack, WPCKLOO2 on your dial. Man, everyone's found pickleball these days, including the cowboy in this next song. Why don't you give it a listen and see if it makes your spurs jingle, jangle, jingle.
My girl behind, my horse in the barn, thinking I've lost my mind. Neither of them had any idea what I found down the road, 100 miles away from here. A ball with holes and paddle in hand. I'm no longer a cowboy, I'm a pickleball man. Horse aren't to blame. Oh, they don't know what the dopamine's like, and the game makes it spike, spike, spike. And we wake up and we do it all again, again. My girl and my horse are upset, of course, that a cowboy like me pickleball set me free, and I'll no longer be wearing the hat. I said I'll no longer be wearing the 10-gallon hat.
And that, my friends, is where it's at. And that's what pickleball has begat.
That I'll no longer be wearing the hat.
That was Pickleball Cowboy by The Agreeables, a.k.a.
Hey, this is Rick. I can't talk like that. I can't do my Wolfman Jack impression because it will kill my throat and I won't be talking for a week. I don't know how that guy spoke like that for years, man. Wild. Anyway, look, that's Pickleball Cowboy, my little country ditty. And if you liked it, I encourage you to go watch the music video that I did on it because it's a lot of fun and it really puts it all into context. You can find the music video on my Bite Size Pickleball YouTube page. And if you've yet to look at that, there are probably 40 or 50 instructional videos there. I haven't updated them in a while, but there are a lot of videos there that'll probably help you if you're a beginner or an intermediate pickleball player. Okay, if you like what I'm doing, please share with friends. Please rate and like this on the Apple Podcast app. And buy my book, How to Play Better Pickleball, at Amazon, and I hope your pickleball week goes, I hope it goes great, and you don't have to go, 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 that you just kind of flow, 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 flow.